Aussie icons. Their blood, sweat and tears, their struggles and their legacies.
That's alive.
Telling me. Three.
The men and women who shaped our great southern land. It's the horse that captured a nation. And despite the long years that separate us from his mysterious downfall, it's not uncommon to see an Australian proudly astride, riding his glory into the sunset. Farlap, the Wonder Horse, Bobby, the Red Terror. His domination is legendary, his heart its own euphemism. But like any good Australian yarn, this is the story of an underdog who stuck it to convention. Big Red, as he was sometimes called, came from a strong pedigree, convincing Sydney trainer Harry Telford to persuade American businessman David J. Davis to invest. However, Farlap was discovered upon his arrival to be the ugly duckling of the family. And when Davis first saw the gangly horse with awkward gait and wart-covered face, he was furious. To keep the deceived businessman happy, Telford agreed to train the horse for next to nothing, except for the promise of two-thirds of any winnings. Farlap's first race was by no means a good omen. He finished dead last. The next three races were not much more of an improvement. It was on April 27, 1929, at the Maiden Juvenile Handicap at Rose Hill, that the first victory was won, and from then on, only continued to accumulate. He became a publicised success and public target. Criminals attempted assassination, shooting at the horse one morning after track work. Later that day, Farlap won the Melbourne Stakes, and 3 days later, the Melbourne Cup. In a span of 35 races, Farlap won 32, placing in second in two of the non-wins. Success and the prospects of higher winnings lured the owners to send the super horse to America, the land of his downfall.
It's a great debut for the Australian beauty, Farlap, one of the handsomest horses ever seen on an American track.
Farlap's glory was intolerable in the land of the free, and whether foul play or not, the horse died suddenly under suspicious circumstances. A lethal dose of arsenic, however, would not be enough to put an end to his legend. If ever a horse was responsible for forging and inspiring a nation in the dreary pits of economic depression, it was Farlap, the super horse. Farlap, another Aussie icon.